So, this is Jan Goodman, and we are meeting with the Personnel Committee, the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee, and the date is April 2nd, 5:18 p.m. The date is April 2nd, 2018. It is 5:01 p.m. And the meeting was set for 4:30 p.m. So we are meeting now, and I will take the roll. Is there anybody who would be willing to serve as Secretary Pro Tem, please? Hey, Sabrina, how about you?
Well, I would be more than happy.
I can barely hear you.
I'd be more than happy to, but I'm actually in transit.
Oh, I see.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, I can, let's see, I don't even know who's supposed to be on this.
Okay, I know who's supposed to be on the call, so I can take the role. But how about you, Duane? Can you be secretary for the day? Do we appoint somebody? Do we elect somebody?
So, yes.
I said, Duane, would you be willing to be secretary pro tem until we elect somebody?
For this one meeting, I will, yes.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to call the roll, and you can take it down, and we can go from there. Just because, unless, do you remember everybody who's on the committee?
No, not a clue.
Okay, so I'm going to call the roll, and then we'll go from there. Okay, so... And this is not going to be in alphabetical order. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
PFA. Alex Steinberg from WBAI has asked for an excused absence. Maskila Washington from WBAI.
Here.
Duane.
Present.
Remind me of your last name, Duane.
Lark, L-A-R-K.
Lark, okay, thank you. Oh, okay, from KPFT. Jan Goodman here from KPFK. And Afia Nwangaza, our affiliate director. Not here. So we have four people on the call. Oh, and Tom Livingston, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Tom Livingston, who is the interim executive director, is also here. And that is it. Okay, so we have four out of six directors, so we have a quorum. So our agenda today, I will read it, is elect a chair and secretary, then a discussion of the executive director job description, and discussion with Tom Livingston, and as part of that, Tom Livingston, about what role, if any, the personnel committee can, should, might have in assisting Livingston and Associates with the executive director search, including creating a description or a plan of action or something to that effect to give to the PNC so that they can authorize whatever plan that we have. And then possibly a discussion regarding completing the revision of the personnel handbook. So that, I think, is our agenda for today. So let's start with electing a chair and secretary. Are there any nominations for chair for this committee? Oh, so let me ask you, folks, I think that committees normally just do a voice vote and that's it. Am I correct, Sabrina and Maskila? I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
The question is, what is the proper procedure for electing a chair and secretary? Do we need to vote by...
you can vote via voice, Jim. Yeah, that's how we did it last year. We did it via voice for the programming committee. And yeah, that shouldn't be,
okay.
That shouldn't be an issue at all.
Okay. So what we're going to do is just nominate people and vote.
Okay.
So we don't have to go through sending ballots to
Gary Goodman land, yeah. That's right.
So any nominations for chair of this committee? Including self-nominations.
I nominate you, Jan, for chair.
Okay, I'm willing to do it just because it's such an important task, and I do want to see it done. So I'd be willing to run as chair. And anybody else want to be willing to chair, would like to chair? Going once? Going twice? Okay, so we have me and as a nominee, and we'll come back to the election in case somebody else gets up. Besides, they would like to do it. What about secretary? Is there anybody who would like to nominate anybody or would be willing to be the secretary of this committee? We really do need a secretary. Maskila, would you be the secretary?
I'm sorry. I can't right now. I have too many things on me right now, so I really can't do it. I know what being a secretary means, and I just can't do it right now. Sorry.
Sabrina?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. I said I wish I could. What does that consist of?
I'm sorry, what?
What does that consist of?
I'm not hearing you quite.
Hello?
Would you say it again, whatever you said, Sabrina?
I said, what does that consist of? Because that sounds like a lot
of
work.
What does it consist of? You know, I think it's going to taking minutes. I don't see it as being like the big onerous task like a PNB secretary. I think it's probably going to be taking, notes and minutes at the at meetings. I don't think it's going to be a... Let me ask you, are you going to always sort of be in transit on this time of the evening?
If it's on a Monday, yeah.
Maybe... I know that that's pretty impossible to do.
Yeah, if it's on a Monday, yeah, just Mondays are not good days for me. I have my show and.
I see. Okay, so maybe we should have a meeting. Okay. Okay, here's a thought, but you know, one thought is that maybe we should move the day of the meeting so that you know, I don't know why Afia is not here or Alex is not here.
Mm-hmm. You want to do like a Tuesday or a Wednesday? Yeah.
Maskila and Dwayne, how do you feel about a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
Tuesday may work, but Wednesday, I think it will be problematic for most of the LSDs, including local station board meetings. So I would stick with Tuesday. I think Wednesday is problematic, at least for me.
Okay.
Tuesday would probably be better.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Okay. I mean, I think that Tuesday, normally Tuesday is better for me. We're having elections in California tomorrow, and then my regular Tuesday meeting that's on the first Tuesday got bumped to the second Tuesday. But I think normally Tuesday is probably a pretty good meet day. So let's, why don't we schedule the next meeting for a Tuesday?
Can we keep 7:30?
Yes, if we can.
Don't get me.
So let's say that next thing would be 2 weeks. Because I can't meet next Tuesday. So the 17th, April 17th.
Okay.
No, I know that's kind of a long way. And why don't we schedule it, and if we have to, if we need to move it up, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, so Tuesday, April 17th, 2018, at 7:30 Eastern. Is it daylight time there, too? 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
4:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Okay, so now that it's on Tuesday, Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you feel about being the secretary? Okay, look, we don't have a lot of choices here. We have one person who's already said no. We have another person who got on the line who said, I will do it this one time.
All right. Twist my arm.
So, all right. Look,
that's, okay, cool.
Seems like what it
yeah.
happened. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Okay. Am I correct, Dwayne, that this is not a task that you want to be doing more than today?
No, this is not a task that suits my gifts and my talents. However, I think.
Well, we all are more talented than anything we have to do here, but we're.
I don't take on responsibilities that make me look bad, so you need to be organized,
oh,
to be a secretary.
You know, I'll tell you something, Dwayne. I understand entirely. I can do almost anything, but I am a horrible secretary. I am the worst secretary. I take okay notes, but putting them together and sending them out, I have a history of probably 60 years of, like, failure at this. So I get it.
Well, yeah, I've heard of the observations of others about people not filing motions and meetings and this and that. So bottom line is I'll do it tonight, but we're going to have to find somebody else for the next
one. Okay, well, Sabrina has said she'll do it, and actually once we acclaim her, then she can actually take over.
Great.
Oh, no, she can't do it tonight because she's riding the rail.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So, all right. I'm going to just go to the cut to the chase here. Okay. So, I won't. Okay. All in favor of Jan Goodman being chair? Oh, we have to go through it. Is there any opposition to Jan Goodman being chair? Is there anybody else willing to do this? Okay, so Jan Goodman elected chair unanimously. And Sabrina Jacobs, is there any position, Sabrina being chair starting in 2 weeks? Sabrina Jacobs elected unanimously. Okay. Elected secretary. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you, everyone. Okay. I would like to turn the meeting over to Tom Livingston at this point to talk about how he envisions the director search to go and what we can do to assist him and Tom Livingston and Associates and coming out of that had drafting something that we will take to the PNB to outline what our task should look like.
Great, thank you. So first let me say that when we do a search, the search belongs to the organization, the search committee. So we have a process, but if there's a preferred way to do it, if the personnel committee has a different way they'd like to do it, if the board has a different way they'd like to do it, we're glad to. So typically a search.
We're hiring you, okay? Just to make it really
right.
Clear. That's why we're hiring.
I understand that. I understand. And so we have a process. So, and the question of the involvement of the personnel committee, typically when we do a search, the board will appoint a search committee. And then we work with the committee, and the committee serves as a kind of a liaison and gives feedback on the organization. And so let me just quickly kind of outline the roles of the search committee. And if it's the personnel committee serves in that role, or if the board would like to, you know, appoint, or people would like to volunteer for a search committee, or if we go without one, any of those are possibilities. So in my initial visits to stations, in almost every case except for one, I know Dwayne was at one of those meetings. So we have a discussion with people about what it is we need in the position, and then I have a paper ballot, a vote from a list of 50 attributes that have been used in other searches that we've done. And it's weighted voting. I have the respondents pick and rank the top seven. I did that at every station. I got a lot of those ballots. I totaled up the scores. The one omission was, I believe, when we had that gathering of the KPFK local station board, I didn't do that then. So we could decide if we want to go and invite others to fill out the ballots. So I've added up all those scores. So typically the first step with the search committee is they'll look at the list of voting. They'll look at the rank voting by the stakeholders and pick the top 10 most important attributes. And So I have that list, and that could be a first step for the search, for the if the personnel committee is going to serve as the search committee. Then what I do is I write definitions for each of those 10 things, and based on all of the interviews and all of the contact that I've had with Pacifica so far. So the first edit point is the 10 most important attributes. The second edit point is a draft of the profile of the candidate, which will include elements of the job description. I've got the job description that that you used in my hiring document. We can build on that. Typically, I like to have a couple of paragraphs about the organization itself and the challenges of the job, et cetera. Then the list of the 10 attributes with definitions, and then how to apply. So there's two contact points with the search committee, if there's going to be one. And then when the job description is finalized, when the profile is finalized, we use that in two ways. So we post it, we create a draft posting plan that the search committee often will edit and approve. Where are the places that we want to buy advertising? Here's the places that we'll place, we'll get free postings. And then we go off, and typically it's 6 to 8 weeks that it takes us to do the recruiting. So the first place that the list of attributes is used is in the recruiting document. And then as we get close to the end of the 8 weeks, we typically will pick up to 20 candidates, the 20 best candidates. And there's a person on my staff who does an interview with them based on those attributes. So that's the second place that we use those. And it's because of the same person is doing it. We have both sort of an absolute scale and a relative scale. So, leadership is usually one of the attributes. And so she'll have an interview. The candidate will have here's what leadership means for Pacifica in front of them. And so she'll score them 1 to 10 on each of the attributes. And she will also write a narrative of what how the candidate talked about that particular attribute. So the way we stack the candidates is how they score on those interviews. And then we'll provide the list of 20 to the search committee, and with the search committee, narrow that group down. A first cut is typically to 8 candidates. And then we organize, do all the logistics. I host a video, and a half-hour video interview with each of the 8 candidates. From that group, the search committee looks on, and then they'll pick the 3 that we want to see in person. And then we organize everything to do with the final interview. A question, you may all know this from doing it before, but typically, our station client is in a particular place, and we bring the finalist candidates, the 3 final candidates, into that certain place, and then they'll get interviewed. They'll meet with the staff, and then are interviewed by the search committee. So that's a question that I have: is first of all, how do we? What's the place we bring candidates to? And secondly, then. And then a separate question would be, how do you make the final decision? So that's kind of typically how we would do a search.
Madam Chair, Duane on this deck.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was talking while I was muted. So, okay, Duane on the stack. I wanted to respond very quickly to at least one point, and that is to say that it seems to me logical that we would propose that the personnel committee be deemed the search committee, so that the function that the search committee normally goes through, the personnel committee would be that the personnel committee would compose themselves as the search committee, proposed to the national board that they would be the search committee, maybe with or without the chairperson of the board, Nancy Sorden, as an additional person. And since I'm the vice chair and I'm already on the committee, it would be easy to do that. That's just my one preliminary thought. So, Duane, you had a comment.
Well, when Tom made the point that the process would be that the individual who do the interviewing, I would suggest, and he alluded to it in his close, which should be easy to tie it in, that I'm not too good on narrative in terms of someone interviewing me and then interpreting what I said. So if since you're going to do a interview on video anyway, I would love it. In fact, I would plead that we see, the search committee, see the answers in video rather than having someone to extrapolate or to interpret what someone's response to the word management or ethics. So I'm just making Tom aware that since you're going to do a video anyway, as a member of this committee, I would be more interested in seeing that video than I would be on a narrative of an interview.
May I just comment on that? I think that he was talking about doing a video of 8. So if he's doing a video of 20, then and about how long are those interviews, each interview of the 20?
Yeah, let me try a clarification. We could certainly video those. There's a staff person that does those interviews, and she's done hundreds of these for us. And so the first round is of 20, and she does the interview based on the attributes, and then she writes a summary of what they talked about. And then with the video interviews, so. You know, with the search committee, using that as a tool, we pick the 8 to do the video interviews with. And typically, how that works is I'll draft. We kind of bang through them. I draft 4 questions and let the search committee, you know, edit those questions. Again, this whole process belongs to the search committee. And then typically, I host those interviews, and the search committee looks on and asks follow up questions. There is technology where we could video those, but if there's 20 candidates, I mean, we could do it with fewer candidates. If there's 20 candidates, that means 20 hours of interviews.
Well, actually, if I may, I wasn't interested in the 20 candidates. I was interested in the cut because my perception is that your professional abilities and track record is going to weed out the weeds. And so those that will make the cut for the semifinals would be what, as a committee member, I would want to focus on, and I can see a lot of things in a person's response more than I can see from what they hear or what someone else heard.
Yeah, and so we would the way our technology works, you could all from where you are, you could watch the interview, you know, watch them as they happen, or if there have been a couple of times when we've done searches where we record them and you can look in later. But if you're in the room, then you can ask follow-up questions. So, yeah, absolutely.
So, am I correct, Tom, that what you do is that you do record the, you don't record the 8, the 20. You narrow the 20 down to 8, and then those, you do videotape the 8. Am I correct?
Yeah, so typically the search committee is there when we do those. You know,
okay,
be a block,
so
it would be a 4-hour block.
The search committee am I correct? I'm sorry. The search committee is involved with the interview of the 8.
Yes.
Okay.
And that, and typically we do them in half hours. We ask everyone the same four questions you're looking on, and you can ask follow-up questions. And so you see it as it happens. We have had occasions when we have, so if a committee member can't make it, we record them. Our HR advisor doesn't like those to become permanent. So, you know, we can keep them around for a day or two and then destroy them.
Okay. Does that satisfy, it sounds like it's exactly what you were kind of hoping for. Okay. Am I correct?
Was that for me?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I Tom generally does try to accommodate reasonable
Yeah,
I appreciate that, Tom.
Yeah, I think that was his. That the plan was your what you wanted in the first place. So yeah. So okay. Okay. Any more questions, comments?
So this is Tom. I just to speak to what.
Somebody just joined us. Who joined us?
Yeah, it must be I got thrown off the call.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Sorry.
Just to what Duane was saying, it's my view of what my job is to, what I say is it's to make you decide that it's to give you all the information you need for you to make the decision. And so, you know, it's a supportive role. We do all the research. We'll do the reference checking. If there are questions that you have about candidates, we'll follow up with them. That's how I see my job.
Anybody else have any comments or questions? Okay, so I have a couple more comments. One is that yes, you're right. I don't think that
Jennifer,
not in the meeting I was at KPFK did we get the attribute questions. And I think it would be a good idea if they were sent to all the KPFK LSV people to write and respond to. And do you have and I'm thinking that it would probably be a good idea for the station managers and maybe the business managers also to have to be able to respond to that at minimally. What do you think?
Yes. I've done this with. I just missed your group. I've done this with all of the local station boards, and I sent you a blank form too, Jan. So I could send it to Jamie too. If it would be better to have him do the distribution.
Maybe send it to Jamie and have him do the distribution and have it sent directly back to you.
I don't think that Sabrina got to fill that thing out, so I can send that to her.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, but
and
I think
when are we supposed to start this process? When are we supposed to start this process, you guys? Sorry to interrupt.
No, I mean, you know,
okay,
like maybe 6 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the PNB has already hired them, and so we need to move it along.
Most definitely, yeah.
So, what about sending it to the Tom and others, sending it to making sure that at least the station managers and the business managers and the program directors also, I guess. Making sure that
I'm sorry, this is Maskila. I missed some of the conversation. Could you please fill me in on what you're talking about right now? What are you sending around?
Oh, okay. So there's a form. Tom, why don't you describe the form?
And actually, Maskila, that was that night at WPFW. I think we all did those. So it's a list of potential attributes that were developed with the others, with the research committees that we were working with when we developed this tool. It's about 52 attributes, and then I asked the respondents to pick and rank the top 7 attributes, and then it's weighted voting, the way that I do that is I total up all the scoring, and I'll come back to the search committee and say, are these top 10 things the 10 most important things? It's essentially ready to go. We could do that list. You could edit that list at your next meeting.
So, you're saying you did this already at WPSW when?
I think so. You remember that night when it was my first day on the job. It was January 22nd, so it's been a while. I think that night we had the conversation, and I think I passed those out. If I didn't, I can send them.
Could you send it to me, I will share it with the rest?
Yes.
I'd appreciate that.
We should certainly have all the local station boards should get a chance to do that. Yeah,
what I
was saying is that I after we had a lively discussion at KPFK, but I forgot to pull the things out, and so I think that all of the what I might do is just send the blank form to the chairs. And invite them if there's anybody else. Each of those gatherings that I had was not an official meeting of the local station board. It's just kind of it was informal. Whoever wanted to join, we had pretty good turnout. So I'll just send it to each of the chairs and say, if there are people on any of the local station boards that missed this, we could invite them to. Dwayne, that night I was at KPFT, I handed that out, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and
yes.
I believe everyone responded. And if I may, with the chair,
how long
are we going?
This point, why don't we just be informal, unless we are running into too many people trying to talk at once or something, which I'm not foreseeing. Why don't we be a little casual about this and just ask questions and so forth? Okay, so go ahead.
Tom, if it's going to be a timeline for you, I heard you say that you have it ready. It's my opinion, and it's probably a limited opinion, but even if we get 150 or 1,000 more responses, they're still going to be collated, and the likelihood of the difference and what the priority is, how you weight it, I just want to make sure we're on a timeline, and we shouldn't wait to get everybody and their mama's response. Since this basically is a PNB responsibility, they extended it to the LSDs, and going beyond that at this point, I think it sounds great, but it's not expeditious.
Yeah. Here's what I would suggest, and I found some of them I had missed inputting today, and it didn't change the order of what I'd had already. So I think speaking to what Dwayne says, the order may not change that much, but I think it's a great idea to give the opportunity. I'll send a blank form to Maskila tomorrow, and Jan has one already. I'll send something to Jamie and do that tomorrow as well, and ask people to get it to us, by the weekend.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Tom, and let me ask the committee if it makes sense. I mean, on the one hand, I agree with Dwayne very much. Like, it's not going to, probably the top 10 are going to be close enough. Maybe it won't have a good sense of humor, which you need to get through this job. That's always one of my criteria, but hardly anybody ever puts that in the job description. But other than that, probably it's going to be close enough to catch the potential people who we... describe the potential people that we want. But so there's that on the one hand. On the other hand, what about this idea of asking staff, you know, especially like the GM, the business managers, and maybe the program directors? Have you inquired of them? Do you think that makes sense to you, Tom?
I've already done it, Jen.
You've already done it.
Yeah, they've all voted.
They've all voted. Okay, so then that's
significant numbers of staff. You know, I think speaking to this, I think giving everyone the opportunity to weigh in, I think it helps the whole process. It may not change what the top attributes are, but it's the opportunity to weigh in. I think it's what I think it contributes to good outcomes, and it contributes to followership, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. And the buy-in.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So. And it doesn't sound like it would slow things down very much.
I think if we get on it and give everybody a couple of days, it's not that hard to fill this thing out. Put a deadline of the weekend. Then what I can do is I can add the new scores in, and I can distribute the list. And we can either finalize it in our next meeting, or I think we could do it by email as well.
Okay. All right. So then, maybe at the same time, you could start writing definitions of the draft, of the profile of the candidate, because you're going to have, I'm sure the top seven of them are going to, top seven will probably remain among the top ten.
Yes, that's a good assumption. I assume the list won't change very much, and so I can be working ahead. We can finalize the list, and there's every reason to expect that I could have a draft of the final profile ready for you to review ahead before the next meeting, and hopefully approve it at the next meeting.
And nice to meet you guys. I'm sorry. Sabrina, did you say something?
Yeah, sorry. When's the next meeting?
Next meeting is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. Is that a solid thing?
As far as I'm concerned, that's a solid thing.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
All right.
I mean, if it's going to be something different, we'll make it something different, but otherwise that's going to be it.
No, that's
fine. Well, let me just check my calendar. Would everybody just check your calendar and make sure that that's okay? Sorry to change subjects right here in the middle, but...
No, you're not, really, because, I mean, we're talking about a timeline here, then we need to have solid meeting dates and times, too, so... We've got to make sure we stay on point. Make sure we meet all of our target deadlines and stuff.
Right. I think that, okay, so that is tax day. Does that make any difference to anybody?
Not really. Not me, at least.
The damage is already done.
Okay, so it's April 17th, and maybe you can put it in your calendar right now. Let's see.
So, Dan, you were on the personnel committee last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so this is all carrying over from last year.
Yes.
Because it sounds pretty foreign to me. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what Tom is talking about. So,
please ask questions because, you know, I mean, this is, last year we were kind of doing the search. We came up with the idea just to catch both you and Dwayne up with what was happening. Last year, we came up with the idea of finding a search firm to assist us with this search.
Right.
That was what we really spent the most of the year, you know, once we got going, in trying to do.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it took quite a bit of work. And anyway, so we ended up with Livingston and Associates, which we were all thrilled about. And now we're moving on. You know, part of it, we were coming up with trying to work on a definition of the job description.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, well, we were both sort of looking like maybe we were looking for a person to do the job, but mostly we were looking for somebody to help us find the job.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we are. And in terms of the job description, Tom, I think that, does that answer, do you have anything more specific, Sabrina, that you needed answered?
No, not at all. I mean, now as far as what, Tom, what you were going over was is the Livingston and Associates process, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's your internal thing that you do that you were breaking down and letting us know about. Okay.
Yeah, how they normally do it, which seems fine with me. Seems like works well for us. The other thing that I wanted to ask Tom about is the job description. So we have a certain job description that you have, and we have some other job descriptions also, Tom.
Yeah.
But you have been on the job at least through this, you know, last couple of months, and as you said, as we all said, you being on the job will inform you about what the job really is. Maybe, you know, so it seems to me that you should be able to supplement that job description. You know, if the job description is missing something, maybe you might want to propose adding it. I think that our committee is pretty, at least I believe I am, would like to have it be as good a job description as possible, and from many points of view. And you've done a lot of job descriptions, Tom, and you've seen, you know, you're seeing what it is that people want in this position. So do you think that the job description we gave you is fine, or do you think that it ought to be amended in any way?
Here's what. It's a very thorough job description. The one that it makes up my contract. Yeah, you know, I'm glad to use that as a resource. If you had other job descriptions you looked at that you'd like, send them on. So typically what. As I said, the center of the center of the profile will be these attributes and the definition, but also it's important that we include enough of the detail of what the job is that you're satisfied that it, you know, reflects what you have in mind. I thought that what you sent me was very thorough.
Okay, so. You know, would you, Tom, send us that which you received? Because at this point, would you send the committee that which you received that you're talking about? Because Brina and Dwayne and Afia, neither the three of them have seen it. And since there were so many job descriptions that we were dealing with, I don't even know which one you ended up with. So if you can send that back to us, so to say, you know, this is the one, you know, that working off of, that will be helpful for us. And if you think it's pretty thorough, then we don't need to reinvent that wheel, because we spent a lot of time on it before.
Yeah, great. That'll be a tomorrow thing, but I will send it.
Sure.
Okay. What's the next thing on the agenda, folks?
Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is we have to write what it is that we want to be authorized to. We want the P&B to say, designate the personnel committee. This is my proposal, okay?
Okay.
In rough terms, we want the P&B to designate the personnel committee to be the committee that Tom Livingston Associates will work with in narrowing down the candidate to the final three.
They're very nice. Come by again.
And let me just say this. And Tom?
Yes.
For purposes of the P&B, rather than calling this the search committee, I only say this because I visualize the possibility we pass and say the Livingston Associates wants to have a search committee. Then there'll be a whole new discussion that could take three meetings long as to, you know, like, what's the procedure of getting a search committee and who should be on it and how we should elect them. And maybe I'm just, you know.
No, you're totally right, Jen. You know that one small conversation doesn't equate to the same as a regular conversation in the real world with P&B. You're right. You're taking up a lot of time. Great suggestion.
So I would just like to say, rather than calling this a search committee, just call it the personnel committee, and that the personnel committee is going to help Livingston and Associates. So you just call, instead of calling us the search committee, call us the personnel committee.
I second that.
That the personnel committee will help you narrow down the candidates, you know, help define, narrow down and define the ED job description. Necessary. Presently, it is this.
We'll manage the process.
Now, Madam Chair, are you proposing we get permission from the P&B to do this work?
Yes.
Well,
and the reason I say this, Dwayne, which sounds crazy, I know sounds crazy to you, which would sound crazy to me, is last year we thought that as a personnel committee, the force would be authorized to get through a lot of work, and then at the very end,
okay.
everyone on mute?
Sound like the train.
Sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I knew it was the train.
Yeah, she's taking the BART. Okay.
Yeah.
So we went, and it was like, you know, it was as if we were trying to, who knows what. Right, Muscula?
Madam Chair, I appreciate that, and I've had that with my local LSB. But here's the deal. I'm proposing that this is a different dynamic of a board than you dealt with last year. I'm hopeful that, but I'm going to predict, we're going to go through the next 15, 30, 40 minutes making these motions, and you're still going to have an hour, 2-3 hours of discussion back and forth, and maybe not even get a vote done at the PNB meeting. But we're already charged by bylaws, by edict, to do this work. And I just don't see it necessary to go and debate it at the PNB. If it comes to that, let's do it. But let's not prepare for the onerous. Let's prepare for the positive, for the hopeful, optimistic.
You're here.
Well, Dwayne, I'm not going to do anything very big here, but I unfortunately, you know, once burned, twice shy, it's going to be very brief, and it's just going to say, this is what I'm saying, help, you know, narrow down and define the ED job description, this is what it is right now, and tweak it. We'll just say tweak it.
Sounds good.
Tweak it if necessary, if suggested by Livingston and Associates. Maybe not even say that. And serve, help Livingston and Associates
if you really wanted to keep it simple, since we have Livingston and Associates principal wanting to work with us, it would be different if we were messing with and we were interfering. This is a collaboration. So I'm suggesting all you need to do is to say that we have agreed, the Livingston and Associates have agreed that this committee is going to aid it in its search. Simple. Simple.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with them, Madam Chair.
It sounds good. I mean, I just want it to be as cool as possible. So aid Livingston and Associates to narrow down to aid Livingston. Wait a second. A Livingston and Associates in its search.
But you're narrowing your own scope, and I don't want to do that.
No, I'm saying A Livingston and Associates in its are a fair enough. Thank you.
It's a great sound. It's still a great sound.
Okay, so here it
especially
is.
For those of us down south, we don't have those things down here.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Aid Livingston and Associates in its search for Pacifica's next executive director. How's that? That work for you, Dwayne?
That's acceptable. Yes, that's acceptable.
Okay. And do you think that Muscula, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sounds good.
Do you think that will pass muster from beginning to end?
I think so.
Okay. Good.
Here.
Okay. Proposal just to aid Livingston and Associates in its search for Pacifica's next executive director in whatever ways they wish
to. Deemed necessary, yes.
whatever way they deem necessary.
Helpful, even helpful, not even necessary.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, and that would include the job description.
Great.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, Tom, you think that's would describe what we're going to do?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Okay, so I'll put that into a motion form, but it will come from this committee. Okay?
Since it's unanimous, it should be accepted.
That works.
Okay, is there any opposition? Okay. Okay, so we're unanimous. All righty. All right, so that's our job. So the other things that we had to do was talking about the personnel handbook, and I propose that we take that up at the next meeting.
Yeah, Madam Chair, just let me throw down here. The we've already had Tony Jaramillo do a scope on that, and she came back and she's reviewed our union contracts and looked at the materials we had. She's ready to go whenever we are. I believe that the estimate that she gave for a price was $7,500.
You know what? This is we're on the public stream, so just be aware of that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. So we have a price. So that's ready to go whenever the group is.
Okay. Well, why don't we in that case? Let me go over this a little bit for the committee's sake. So we have this handbook that was a revision of the handbook that was made, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago. I'm not sure exactly when it was. 8 years ago, but it was... it was never approved. So it's just been kind of floating along, unapproved. And some stations are using it. Some stations are using the older one. But it was never approved. And we had a labor lawyer look at it. And that's what Tom was talking about. And... there are definitely some changes that need to be made to it to kind of bring it up to date and to, you know, have it be appropriate for us in this time period. And so she is given an estimate of the cost of her working on this revision. And considering that it seems to be almost like a lots of personnel are all, you know what, I think we need to end this meeting and go into executive session at this point. Because we're talking about contracts, we're talking about more details about personnel. And I have a motion during this meeting.
Motion to adjourn the meeting, Madam Chair. This is Raina.
Is there a second? Hello. Is there any
second?
Okay.
Sorry.
Is there any opposition? Okay. So why don't we end this meeting, everyone? Hang up, and then we can call back. Just call straight back, okay? All right. Goodbye, everybody.